Welcome to Bookmarked, where you can take a pause and dive into the wide world of literature. I'm Lulu, and this is
Emerson.
And today we are going to discuss Shatter Me. Before we begin, we must give a disclaimer to say that the views expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and not those of the Benton School District. This episode may include spoilers, so please listen at your own risk.
Julia Ferrarez is a 17-year-old girl whose touch is lethal and will kill anyone who touches her skin for long enough. Juliet is placed in an asylum for 264 days prior to the start of the book after accidentally killing a small boy with her touch when she was 14.
So what are your thoughts about the connection between Juliet and Adam?
I really liked the connection. I liked that they have known each other basically their whole lives and how they went to school together. I loved how even before they knew each other, he was very protective of her and just kind of stood by her and kind of kept her safe from everyone.
Yeah, I do have to agree with that. I really liked them together. And they just ship for me. They ship.
Yeah. I definitely prefer her with Adam than Warner.
Yes. So how about we talk about the experience that, what took place for her to get into the asylum in the first place? Like, what did she do to get in there?
So what happened was when she was, I guess she was still a teenager when this happened, but this little boy fell at the supermarket and she wanted to help. She didn't really understand her powers that much, but she tried to pick him up and help him, but instead she ended up killing him because her touch kind of like drains the life out of people, and not knowing her full potential or her powers, it not only sent her into the asylum, but it kind of caused chaos in the town.
See, what I got with that was when she touched a little boy, she didn't know she would hurt him yet. Like, she was, mm-hmm. she didn't know she possessed that. And all she's doing is trying to be the good person when the mom didn't do anything to help the little boy. And so she's getting in trouble for something she didn't know she had. Just kind of sent me the wrong way.
I mean, I still feel like she knew about her powers because her mom wouldn't touch her.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think she, like,
knew
deep down. Like, she probably knew, but she didn't, like, really.
Her parents probably didn't teach her about them, and she probably really didn't know why her parents wouldn't touch her, or they kept their distance and built this wall between them.
Yeah.
But
so, when you first met Warner, what are your thoughts?
I thought he was a creepy man. The things he said to her were just very inappropriate and weren't nice.
Yeah, I thought he was an old man too.
Some of the things he said shouldn't have been said towards Juliet, especially if you first met her and you're trying to get her to like you.
Yeah, and like,
not now.
And like, when you talk to her, like, he makes me think he's an old man, and I think it's just kind of creepy that she's talking, but I didn't like
how he tried to change her style of clothing to make her, like, more sexualized, I guess it would be. He wanted her to show as much skin as possible.
Which I didn't like that.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
not
like
her.
That either.
She was very self-conscious about her skin because she knew if anyone touched her, they would be in severe pain and then eventually die.
Yeah, I also didn't like the fact that he forced her to use her powers when she didn't want to. She didn't want to hurt anybody, but
he
kind of forced her to do that. But getting her to test her powers and see how far it would go, like, she wouldn't know she would have the strength to punch through walls.
Yeah,
or, like,
no, she didn't.
Through metal. Like, that's something I find really cool and interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't prepared for that part.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Like, she's much stronger than what she thinks she is, and she just doesn't know how to harness that power yet.
Yes. So, what do you think about Adam's past and how he grew up?
Well, Adam, it's kind of sad that his father died. And his mother also died.
Yeah.
So that's why the father left, but then his father, they said his father died. And so he didn't really know his parents, and then he has to raise his little brother all alone with in this scary new world with no one to help him and then very little to do. And he's the little boy's always alone because he's at work in the army doing all this stuff. And then he gets put in the asylum with this crazy girl that everyone talks about.
Yeah.
And for like a few weeks, and so he didn't see his brother hardly any, and it just kind of made me sad and feel for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for Adam, especially because his dad was abusive towards him.
Yeah.
Which I guess is why he kind of felt a sense of protectiveness over Juliet, trying to protect her from the world.
And hurt his brother.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I didn't like the fact that Adam was kind of forced into work with Warner.
Yeah.
And like he just had to do it. He didn't have a choice. He needed to provide for his brother. He needed to make sure his brother was safe, and that was his only way of doing that.
I also feel for all the people who are like not, they're like the other people are like lower ranks and literally living in shipping containers for houses and then working, getting hardly anything. And where all these other people are eating high food and good, and right now the earth is just dying, and there's nothing they can do about it. They have not seen birds, little kids are growing up in this place. It just makes me really sad.
Yeah. Oh, I also love the connection between how Juliet was dreaming of this white bird with gold,
yes,
and then all of a sudden Adam comes walking in. He has this tattoo of the exact same bird she's been dreaming about. Like, I just love that connection and how like it kind of,
yeah,
you know, it's just interesting. And
yeah, and like my favorite page probably in this entire book was when she kept on writing, "I am not insane."
Yeah, and that, she really isn't insane.
Yeah, she's not, but it's just such a, it's a very inspiring page for me. And I just really, really enjoyed that page.
And at the same time, it kind of makes you think you're going insane because you're reading the exact same thing over and
over
again.
Yeah, and then you, like, forget how to, like, say the word because you say it over and over.
Yeah.
And, like, some parts I just had to sit down the book and was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys should definitely read this. It's so good.
It is really good. It's a little slow in the beginning, but once you get past the 100-page mark and you really start diving into the story and the backgrounds of each of the characters,
it's really good.
Like, it's hard to put down.
And the audiobook on Libby is really good. Like, really good voice actors. Really good.
Yes. It was very fast-paced. It was definitely for teens, maybe 16 and older.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a very good book. I don't think it was the best book I've ever read, but I do think it's up there.
Yeah, but once you read the first book, you just kind of have to read the others.
Yeah.
Because it just on a note that they do leave, the first book does leave on a cliffhanger. So that was, that kind of disappointed me. But once you read the second book, it comes back from that cliffhanger, unless you read the
novellas.
Yeah, the 1.5.
Yes.
0.5 or something. Yeah, 0.5.
But, this has been Lulu and
Emerson
with Bookmark. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you again next week. Our music is by Feslin Studios.
Thank you.